very pleasant good evening to you. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, where truth is our bitch. There's radio, then there's the Phil Henry Show, and this is what you got, man. We have Dean Wheeler, who's going to be joining us here very, very soon, because Dean is going to be commenting on perhaps the single most bizarre story we've had today, maybe for a while, and that was the story of this very unfortunate woman. I don't know if you heard, but she was found... her body was found in a stairwell at San Francisco General Hospital. Now, I don't know the circumstances, nor have they been released surrounding the woman's death. And I'm not even telling you that we want to talk about that specifically, because we got a rule on this show. We may tangentially touch on certain topics, but really, this is something I had told, I'd warned Dean about, that I didn't want to get into the particulars of this story.
Well, but he's going to talk about the Obamacare.
Right, but I didn't want him... See, that's what I'm saying, you know? I don't want this to be an occasion for him to start bashing people that don't support Obamacare because of this story, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be about Obamacare.
I understand, bud, but apparently you didn't hear what I just said.
Did you hear what he just said? It's not supposed to be... Yes, it's about Obamacare.
Right, but I don't want it. Never mind. Forget that I even brought it up.
No, you, Phil, you can't do that. He is out there. Okay, he's at Surly's in the East Bay of San Francisco. And if you want me to bring him on, Phil?
I can do it. What's with you bringing him on?
Well, you were looking very distressed.
Yeah, you looked like you were going to yell at me some more.
And if you were yelling at Bud...
No, I'm doing a radio show. Welcome to the show, folks. Thank you for bringing... I'm not even ready to have Dean Wheeler on.
Well, tell him right now. Hey, Dean? Dean? Hey, Dean?
Give me the phone, will you? Dean, it's Phil Henry. Are you there?
I am here, Phil, and Emerilda has just taken the stage here at Surly's. We're in Moraga, California, and she is on stage. We had taken a couple of weeks off, and I'm so grateful that you're with us and that your audience is with us. We've got a wonderfully retooled set that in here she is right now.
Are you going to be able to talk about this?
I certainly am, Phil. I just wanted to see her come out on stage. She's doing well. We've got a wonderfully retooled act, Phil. I hope that everyone can come and see her. Eventually, we will be down in the Los Angeles area, and we're going to be traveling throughout the Midwest in the coming months.
So you've got a tour you put together?
We have, exactly.
All right, Dean, without getting into the particulars of this story out of San Francisco... You had a certain opinion that you'd expressed in the Northern California Holistic Center bulletin concerning Obamacare and the treatment of patients in hospitals.
Well, and I think it bears scrutiny, Phil, the way that patients are being treated now without national health care and without the Affordable Care Act. You have people that do not have medical care. That's quite obvious. You have people that do not have dental care or vision protection in this, but they also don't have hospital coverage. And as a result, we're seeing, if you look at the statistics, I'm sure you're going to see that there has been an upswing in the number of patients that are having a difficult time in terms of their records being handled properly by these hospitals. Can I just take a moment, Phil? I'm really enjoying this. The horn player that we've hired for her is under control, a guy by the name of Del Satch.
What's his name?
His name is Del Satch, and I know it's an unusual name, but I'd appreciate it. I just heard someone laugh.
Yeah, Phil laughed a little bit.
I'd appreciate if you didn't do that, Phil.
I'm sorry, the name was... It made me laugh.
Well, if that's how this is going to go...
Phil, he hired this horn player that he's finally happy with.
That's great. I appreciate that. And I appreciate the challenges that you've been facing with the horn player. I just thought that the name Del Satch was amusing. I will finish my laughter now.
Yeah, because it's really not about Del. It's about Emerilda and how we've been able to resurrect these two very fragile sets of music that had been utterly gutted by the band members... that we had before. Okay, you're going to want to get him. Because what's happening now is the horn player is moving up. You understand what I mean, Phil? So I'm not trying to tell you anything other than... Hold on for a minute.
What was that?
That's what I'm going to try to find out. What was that, Phil?
I don't
What was that?
Okay, we're with Dean Wheeler, and we're talking about Obamacare, and we're talking about hospitals and the treatment of...
Hey, hold on, Phil. Way to do it, baby. I love that.
We're talking about health care and the treatment of people in hospitals. Not to get into any particular story, but what we do want to talk about is hospital care.
Well, that is right, Phil. Hospitals are having a difficult time keeping track of patients. They're having a difficult time staffing properly. I don't think you have to be a Daily Viewer of Investigation Discovery, for instance, Phil, to know that we've had horror stories with staff. We're talking about nurses. We're talking about interns. Individuals that have access to patients after hours that have caused the death, and let me underline that word, Phil, the death of certain of patients, either because you've got a psych. I want that whoever that son of a.
All right, hold on for a minute, Dean. What do you got going on there?
I don't know. I'm hearing a phone. You get that son of a bitch, and you bring him to me.
Can you watch your... We're on the air, Dean, and I do want to finish this. I don't want to get distracted, as we have often been in the past with you.
I understand it, Phil.
And I heard the son of a bitch.
All right, I apologize. Get whoever it is, I don't care where you got to go. I don't care how far you have to run. I'll spare no expense.
Okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sorry for my emotionalism there, but I will not have anyone ruin... the hard work that my young wife has been doing on preparing for tonight's performance.
Dean Wheeler is with us. All right, you said something that is one of the more ghoulish manifestations of the modern hospital, modern doctor medical experience, and that is that we've had people killed by a certain kind of psychopathic nurse. They've been killing them late at night. They've been killing them by way of the intravenous treatment they're receiving. They're killing them by way of injection. What has this got to do with Obamacare?
Well, I'm just saying, with Obamacare, you have now national health care. There is a reporting platform. You are dealing with the federal government now. You want to fool around with the federal government? Be my guest. If you want to try to kill people as a nurse, if you want to lose someone's chart, and I'll say it, if you want to lose someone's body, it's not going to be so easy anymore because you'll have the federal government staring at you and making your life a living hell until they find out and get to the bottom of it. You can well imagine, Phil, that this would be a very difficult thing to accomplish.
All right, talking to Dean Wheeler on the world-famous Phil Henry Show about Obamacare and how a hospital treatment would be improved. Just one question before we go to our break. If hospitals are losing charts and losing people, what is the federal government going to do exactly or specifically to remedy that?
Well, I think what you've got, if bodies are turning up in stairwells, if bodies are turning up in elevator shafts, I don't know what the problem is. I'm just saying that you're on notice as a hospital, as a nurse, as a staff. You're now on notice. That if you think that this is some game and you're going to just lose charts and you're just going to lose patients and really, it's going to be a matter for the police. This is going to be a matter for the federal government because they're going to be staring at your hospital, at your staff, and they're going to be saying, you had a patient that walked in here on Friday night. Where is it? Or he or she. Where's the body? Where are they? In the case of this poor young woman.
All right, well, I still don't know what the enforcement arm would be there.
Well, you've heard of the FBI.
Well, yes, Dean, we've heard of the FBI, but wouldn't that be a case for the FBI anyway?
No, not necessarily.
No, not necessarily. That would be a police matter. All right, we'll be right back. Dean Wheeler with us here. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk here with Dean. And talk with him and also listen to the performance of his wife, Emeralda, who is currently performing there at Surly's in Moraga in the East Bay. And he's talking about Obamacare and the hospital experience. The body of a young woman was lost. I say young woman, a woman in her 50s was lost and eventually found. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, this lady was lost and then her body was found 2 weeks later. the world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And we have with us Dean Wheeler at Surly's in the East Bay of San Francisco as he's talking with his. Talking with us, and he's watching his wife, Emeralda, performing before a good crowd out there. Dean, I didn't ask you what the size of the crowd was.
Well, you know, it's a very good crowd. It's a very, very good crowd. And
is it a sellout?
Yeah, did sell out.
It's a very good crowd, and it's a late-arriving crowd. I have no doubt in my mind that it's going to be a sellout, and I don't think we need to worry about that. In fact, let's not even talk about that. I think it's going to be a great crowd. And
so it's still people are still coming in, huh?
Yeah, people are still coming in. I think, Phil...
All right, I mean, I don't want to get into the business end of it.
Let's talk about Obama, and let's talk about how Obamacare is so needed in this country because we have, right now, we've got a lot of Americans that are going to check into a hospital, Phil. We got a lot of Americans. You find that son of a bitch.
Okay, do you want to deal with that problem?
No, they're going to deal with a problem. I'm not here to stop a guy with a foghorn. It's not my problem. Let me talk to the owner of the club, and I want to talk to his wife, whatever her name was, the lady that I talked to before. Phil, we can keep talking. Everything is under control, but there's somebody here who's obviously trying to ruin the evening here for those of us who are out here supporting Emeralda Wheeler. We've had a lot of people calling the Northern California Holistic Center. We've had an awful lot of people that have come in and tried to disrupt our natural childbirth classes. We've had people disrupting.
You've got people that are actually harassing your center up there?
Oh, yeah. We've had people who harass the... you know, we have a yoga class that we give our seniors every morning. And we've had people come in and try to disrupt that.
What are they doing, Dean, to the seniors?
Well, they're doing childish things. They're bringing in, there's some senior citizens, I guess, have been paid money to come in and act ridiculous.
What?
Well, if that's Bud asking that question?
Yeah.
Well, then he just wants to cause a problem.
I'm asking you, like what?
They've got seniors coming in, as they had, for instance, this morning. I guess they're paying seniors to come in and pass gas in the middle of the you know, I heard the laughter, and again, this is... I'm not even a half hour into your show, Mr. Henry. You've been laughing. This guy's laughing. This is one of the best nights we've had.
Dean, this is Margaret. I can assure you that the laughter is not ill-intended. I think Phil was being just reflexive there. I think, Bud, you know what you get with Bud. I'm very sorry to hear that, and I'm very sorry to hear that Emerald is being harassed.
Well, and I think she's being harassed by individuals that think that, you know, that sing. I'm not saying you, Margaret.
Well, no, it certainly isn't me, because I'm a professional and of many years. I think that Emeralda's got a beautiful voice, but I'm not necessarily threatened by her.
Well, I mean, she's not trying to threaten you.
Okay, let's not have an argument here between you and...
I'm not arguing, Phil.
All right, but I mean, let's not have a problem.
No, we don't want to have a problem. What I'm saying, let's get back to Obamacare. There are people going into hospitals every day, Phil, and they are being lost. A person checks into a hospital and you can't find them. Does this happen? Yes, it does. It happens in the United States of America. It doesn't happen in a third world country where you might think it happens, where people have been, quote, disappeared, end of quote, for years.
Well, you're talking political measures there now, you know.
Well, yes, you are, but it's the same phenomenon. You know, someone goes into a hospital and they're disappeared.
Well, you're not saying that people are being disappeared in this country.
No, I'm saying something worse. I'm saying that the hospitals are so inept. This is worse than disappearing someone. This is worse than a police state. These are well-meaning people who lose a human being. They lose a chart. They put them in a room, and they forget which room. And the person goes wandering into the hall to try to find, well, where are the nurses? They stumble, they fall.
Let's talk about this from a realistic standpoint, because you're getting into this now.
Yeah, we find out how Mr. Wheeler, how this lady, what happened, you know.
Well, I don't want to get into the discussion of why.
Well, not this lady, but let's talk about a person comes into a hospital under the present, shall we say, under the present system that we have for healthcare in this country. And under the present system, give me the scenario on how they get lost in the hospital.
Well, it's very easy, Phil. What happens is they're checked in. They're placed in a room by the hospital staff. If you've ever been hospitalized, you know that the process is quite long, or at least it seems that way. You have a lot of paperwork, and many times you're put into a temporary room. It may be off of the emergency or off of the admitting area until such time as a room is freed up. Now, if that's the case, which I don't doubt that may have been the case in some of these instances we're talking about, the patient eventually gets out of bed and goes looking for someone.
Why are they not just ringing the nurse?
Well, if they're disoriented, of course, they forget to ring the nurse, or perhaps the nurse is not at her station. A lot of times they have nurse buttons on these beds, nurse call buttons, simply to placate the patient so that they don't feel nervous, so that they know they feel they're being taken care of.
Well, what do you mean placate? Are you saying the button doesn't work?
Well, it's a placebo-like.
You gotta be putting me on and a button don't work.
Hold on for a minute. I didn't say the button don't work. I said the button isn't working, and the reason why the button isn't working is it's not supposed to.
Well, why would you have a button to call the nurse on a bed if it doesn't work?
I said, and I'll say it again, Phil, it's a placebo.
No, I understand that that's to make the person feel more comfortable. I get that. But if they have a real emergency...
They're in a holding area. They're in an admitting area. They're off of an emergency room. They are. I did not anticipate having to argue with you because I'm trying to watch my wife here on stage, and I'm also talking with you, Phil. I think we're all on the same page. You get that piece of garbage. Get that piece of garbage.
Okay, I'm going to hang up the phone then, I guess.
No, we don't. No, you're not hanging anything up.
Well, that's... What do you mean he's not hanging anything up?
This is Emeralda's big night.
Well, then, that foghorn's got to end.
I'm doing everything I can to get you find that guy. I don't care where you got to go. I don't care how much money it's going to cost me. Find him.
I don't understand how a guy can blast a foghorn in a club and no one can find the guy. That's almost as ridiculous as losing a patient.
No, don't start hanging that on me, Phil. The Obamacare issue and the hospital issue is very serious, all right? This has got nothing to do with what's going on with Emeralda right now or whether or not she's getting a proper, you know, respect for the people. Oh, you got... Hey, Billy?
Yeah, if it happens again...
It happened. Hold on. Billy, find that son of a bitch.
We're talking with Dean Wheeler. Do you want to go and...
Let me just go talk to the Mater D here and one of the bus boys that he thinks may be pulling this. Let me talk to the kid here.
All right, we're talking with Dean Wheeler.
Well, what is he doing?
He's off talking to the Mater D. He ought to talk to the club manager. His wife, Emeralda, is singing at Smurley's tonight there in Moraga, California. In the meantime, we're talking about Obamacare and how it will improve hospital visits. We've had a terribly unfortunate, tragic, if not, to me it sounds criminal, a criminal occurrence in a hospital where a woman was lost, her body's been found. Dean says that Obamacare, he says that this happens a lot and that Obamacare will get rid of it. But in the meantime, we're listening to his wife singing and we're hearing foghorns going off. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, double check. I'm talking to Snooki Rurton. And Snooki Snooki Merton? No, Snooki Merton, he works as a sound man there.
Snooki Merton works as a sound man where?
Up at Smurley's.
And what did he say?
He thinks, and they're pretty sure they've got it narrowed down to one or two guys.
One or two guys? I mean, it doesn't sound to me like...
Why is this taking so long?
They're doing the best they can.
Well, okay. We're going to keep an eye on this. Jesus.
Well, Phil.
No, you know, I'm talking to a guy here. I'm talking to a guy here about health care, and the next thing you know, we got a breaking news story. Who's blowing the foghorn?
It doesn't help that you think it's funny.
I don't think it's funny. Who's blowing the foghorn in the middle of this guy's wife's set? World famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445, online at philhenryshow.com. Get yourself a backstage pass and live again, baby, live again. 5,000 hours of audio, online audio. You can download it if you are a BSP. You can get our daily podcast. You can get it all, man. You can get it all and then some at philhenryshow.com. We'll be back with Dean Wheeler and more on, well, everything. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. I say everything, you know.
Well, they're looking for the man with the foghorn.
Yeah. Get Snooky on the phone. I'm talking Snooky. 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 And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, online at philhenryshow.com. Thanks to all of our great affiliates, our great listeners, our great advertisers, our great show. There's radio, and then there's, well, there's Phil.
Very nice.
And we are talking here with Dean Wheeler. Oh, I like this. This is very dramatic music. Dean Wheeler. Dean is at Smurly's in the East Bay of San Francisco. I'm not trying to make a joke out of this, Dean. I know it's very important. It's vitally important to yourself and to your wife, Emeralda, as she is debuting tonight there. After a layoff, you guys had really kind of retooled the act and felt that you had something obviously worthy of people's attention. And that's what you're doing this evening. I apologize for... it's not my fault. Did you find who it was that was blowing off this foghorn?
Oh, there was a foghorn that you heard and your listeners heard in the first few minutes of our interview that apparently Phil was being played with by a member of the kitchen staff here in the lounge area. I've been assured by Madeline and by Craig, the owners of the club, that they are right now going through a very exacting search for who this person could be. They've narrowed it down to one of three people. All three of them are kitchen workers, two busboys, and a chef. That's all they'll tell me. But they're very, very confident that they're going to be able to find out who this person is. But I wanted to get back to Phil, what we were talking about.
Absolutely. So let's get back to the hospital care that people will get under Obamacare. Not that, you know, it's going to be radically different. I mean, if you have insurance, there's a certain level of hospital care that you're going to get.
Well, yes, and Phil, let's keep in mind that it was Ronald Reagan that, it was the Reagan administration that passed the law that ensured medical treatment for all people. It was the Reagan... You better find that...
Okay, Dean, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to hang up.
No, hold on. Where is he? Well, where is he? I know you got it narrowed down to three. I'm being assured they've got it narrowed down.
If they've got it narrowed down, there's a guy with a foghorn out there, and he's in the middle of your wife's set. There it is again.
That's it again. They're hearing it on the radio. We're broadcasting live on the Phil Henry Show. On the Phil Henry Show. I don't care if you never heard it. Well,
okay, that's really flattering.
I'm sorry, Phil. The fact is, we're on a radio show. Phil Henry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Huh? I don't know. He's at what station are you on up here?
Never mind, man. Find the foghorn before I have to hang up the phone.
All right. You better find this guy, because this guy I'm talking to on the radio is about to come through the phone. And my wife deserves better. Huh? My wife deserves better. What do you mean I give her my best? I give her my... You know, this is the crudest bunch of people.
You know, I got to tell you, it doesn't sound like you're being treated very seriously here. You got your wife on stage trying to perform. Wow.
All right, that's it. Huh? Either you find that guy or I'm going to tear this place inside out. I will throw this place into the street. Huh?
Now, we've got Dean Wheeler on the phone, folks. There's somebody with a foghorn in the middle of his wife's set at Smurly's in Northern California. We're talking about health care, and we're trying to get to the bottom. There it is again.
I'm going to throw this place into the street. I'm telling you right now, I'll throw this place into the street if you don't find that guy. That's right. You don't want to see me when I get worked up like that, okay? Have a care, my friend. Yeah, is that right? You and who? You and who else? Because it's going to take more than just you.
Okay, Dean, thank you very much.
No.
I'm going to hang the phone up.
No, I'm done. All right, I apologize, Phil. They assure me they've got it narrowed down now.
They had it narrowed down to three guys, and now they have it narrowed down to what?
They've got it narrowed down. They know for a fact, for a fact that it's either this chef or this, it's not the busboy, it's the guy parking cars.
They had it narrowed down to two busboys and a chef.
Do you want to talk about the health care, or do you want to keep going around and around with this chicken stuff?
All right, Dean, let's get back to health care. So the hospitalization of people under Obamacare will eliminate this problem of patients being lost. Now, you were in the middle of describing to us how it is a patient gets lost. You were saying that in the admitting areas, they will put people in rooms, and the button that you ordinarily push for a nurse is not plugged into anything.
See, that I find that to be very, very strange. I don't understand. I understand you're saying that's a placebo effect.
Well, it's to give people the confidence that they're going to be helped if they need help. But generally, those are not plugged into any nurse station. They don't have the people.
So when a person is feeling ill or needs a nurse and they're pushing that button and no one's coming...
Well, you're generally going to have a doctor wandering by and looking in the room because it's in an admitting area, and they're going to say, where's the nurse, where's the nurse? And the doctor will then say, oh, we heard your alarm, or we saw your light go off, but we've got other... What's the problem? Now, Phil, understand, they're eventually going to go into a hospital room. Here is what the problem... The problem is not the fact that there's a fake button. They've been using the fake button for years.
They've been using the fake button for years?
Well, what's so funny?
I mean, I'm just thinking back on the number of times I've been visiting people in hospitals or of recent note when I was there, and I can assure you the button that I had worked, although it was in the hospital bed.
Well, when you finally get your room, it works, yes. I'm talking about in the admitting area.
You just talk about when they're down in the emergency area.
Yes, that's what he's been saying.
Oh, okay, so up in the hospital room.
In the hospital room, it will always work. But the point that I'm making is a person is admitted under the current system. They get out of the bed. They go wandering down a hall. They're looking for a nurse. And what will happen is if they don't find anyone, they find their way to another floor and another floor until finally they're in a basement boiler room or they're in an area that is well removed from the rest of the hospital, certainly removed from any area that's trafficked. And it is there that they will get disoriented and lost, and then sometimes they fall asleep. Sometimes they pass out.
Well, then what causes them to die? They're found in a boiler room dead?
Well, if they trip and fall down two flights of metal stairs, three guesses.
Phil, that's a tough fall.
Well, that is absolutely criminal. You understand? That is criminal.
What are you looking at me for? I'm telling you that Obamacare...
What is Obamacare going to do to stop that? If somebody gets out of a bed, okay...
Phil, why are you raising your voice with me?
I'm raising my voice with anyone that will hear me. I don't see how any... You know, any... Insurance is insurance. That doesn't control how a hospital treats people. Whether you have Obamacare insurance, whether you have your own insurance, it doesn't control how the hospital ultimately treats you. And if a person gets up disoriented with a fever or with under the influence of some medication, they trip and they fall three flights of stairs down and they kill themselves, that is criminal. Everybody that had anything to do with the care and the control and comfort of that patient should be indicted, including the doctor. And it should be criminal. There's no question. So how Obamacare is going to change that?
Look, you know, I was under the impression that you supported Obamacare.
I do.
Well, then what is this, Margaret?
That was my feeling as well, Dean.
What do you mean, Margaret?
I checked with Margaret before I came on the air to find out what your stand was on Obamacare.
I support Obamacare. I always have supported Obamacare. I don't support hospitals. I don't see how it's going to keep hospitals from losing people.
It's going to keep hospitals from losing people because the hospital is going to say, this guy's got, suddenly we got Obamacare. And it's almost like the movie that I saw today, Phil. I was watching it with some of the guys here from the club, some of the guys in Emerald's band. It was called War of the Worlds, and we were watching it in the dressing room. And in this film, gigantic robots attack New York. And you're under the sense that you have throughout the film is you can't make a move without these gigantic alien craft monitoring you. Well, in many ways, Obamacare is the same thing.
Yes, but that plays right into the hands of people that have been saying this is too much government control.
Yeah, that's exactly right. People are saying it's government control,
and going to make everything onerous, you know.
Well, I think that any government program, you can say that because we have a standing army. Today, the American people think standing armies are normal, but there was a time when the idea that we had a standing army put fear into the hearts of Americans. It, in their opinion, was unconstitutional, and it would only lead to a return to a monarchy. Americans are traditionally very stupid, and I say that with great love. I think we're a great people, but traditionally Americans are very, very stupid until they have their eyes open to things.
All right, we're getting off into a couple of weird tangents here. First of all, we're talking here with Dean Wheeler from right now from the Northern California Holistic Center.
What do you mean right now?
Because you're involved in your wife's career, you got you're now taking on the Obama you're taking on the forces opposed to Obamacare. Are you still going to be operating the Holistic Center?
No, we're going to close that down in about a month, and we're going to be in earnest operating supporting Emeralda's career and getting more information out to people about Obamacare.
Okay, so that's what I mean, right now.
Well, I...
You know, Dean, if you're not going to be at the Northern California Holistic Center, Phil has to be honest and say right now he's there.
Yeah, but in a month, I'm moving on to another job. It sounds like I'm a... It just sounds like I'm going down the road.
No, I want people to know you're not a guy that you have a hard time. This is your center. It's not, you know, you owned it.
Well, it's not for profit, so I don't own diddly squat. See, I would appreciate it. Probably what you need to do, Phil, is just not say anything else.
All right, Dean Wheeler with us as we, and Emeralda, his wife, has taken a break on stage there in Northern California at Smalley's, which is, okay, I just heard that foghorn again, Dean.
Yeah, I heard it too. What's the story, Bill? Before I come in there, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to...
All right, let's put him on hold, okay?
You know what, I'll take that knife.
Oh, my God, did you hear that?
Yeah, put him back up. Hey, Dean?
Yeah?
What did you just say to that guy?
I didn't say anything. I'm telling this guy here, it's Craig and Madeline, they're the owners of this club. Find that guy with the foghorn, or I'm going to throw this place right...
out into the street, yeah. But that guy ain't gonna throw a place in the street. He better stop throwing a place in the street.
Yeah, never want to have an empty threat.
You never want to make a threat like that ever. An empty threat.
Well, Suda, I mean, if you say you're gonna throw the place into the street.
You know what? And he must have seen that movie, The Border, with Jack Nicholson, because that's what he says halfway through that movie. I'm gonna throw this place into the street.
Well, what happens?
He gets thrown in the street. He gets thrown in the street. And I got money that says that's what's gonna happen to Dean. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Dean Wheeler, we'll be back with Dean here in a moment. Coming up, folks, we're going to put front and center our very own Bud Dickman, and we're going to talk about motorcycles. We're going to talk about the safe operation of motorcycles, and we're going to be talking about specifically this group of motorcyclists that set upon a motorist feeling that he had been responsible for the injury to one of them. There were no police called. This was just a bit of gang violence, mob violence, more like it, that targeted this driver. Fortunately, the man is okay. However, one of the motorcycle riders is apparently very, very seriously injured. Bud, you...
Yeah, I'm going to get the information on it and everything.
Oh, God, you're going to have him as a...
Hold on for a minute. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. I would like us not to be commenting so much on things, okay? World-famous Phil Henry Show, theoretically all around the world, yeah. You know, if you're online, you can watch us, you can listen to us, you can embrace us, you can be a part of us, you can be one with us, you can meld with us, or you don't have to at all. All you have to do is get a backstage pass or find a radio station in your area. We are rapidly and with great aplomb, and I don't know what that word means at all.
Well, I can look that up, but I wouldn't use words.
Don't worry about it. With great aplomb, we are gaining our affiliate base, we're gaining great listeners, and we are certainly gaining great advertisers. It's a fantastic rebooting of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And so many exciting things ahead for this show that you will be a part of. You, our loyal fans, I guarantee you, as we rise higher in the stratosphere of this amazing period in the history of the Phil Henry Show, as we rise higher and higher in the stratosphere, you will be a part of the great many projects that we have planned, will have planned, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a beautiful thing. There's no question about it. On the line with us here is Dean Wheeler from Smurley's in the city of Moraga, California. It's the East Bay of San Francisco as we listen in on his wife, Emeralda. We've got two things going on here, Dean. I'm trying to control this so we can continue talking about Obamacare. Very unfortunate occurrences, folks, in the news. Patients checking into hospitals being lost. Patients checking into hospitals not being found. Patients checking into hospitals being found in places other than their beds, and they have passed on. They have died. Is Obamacare going to help this? Now, I know I am a supporter of Obamacare, but I just don't see how Obamacare is going to correct this.
Phil, he told you that this has to do...
Hold on, Margaret, I'm going to talk to Dean, okay?
Well, I think Margaret has a great... but Margaret has an absolutely dead-to-rights understanding of this, Phil. And the fact is that Obamacare is going to well, Margaret... If you wouldn't mind, Phil, Margaret, if you could just explain this one part. I want to talk to Clarence and the Battlin. These are the two people that own the club, and they have assured me that they've never done... I just heard that again. Clarence and Phil, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
All right. We just heard the foghorn again. You got it narrowed down. You know what? I'm going to narrow it down.
Hold on. All right.
Let me do this. What he's basically saying is the following thing, Phil.
Narrow down your ass.
All right, hang up on him.
No, but he's going to find out.
Your ass.
I'm sorry. I can't have that. Okay, you got a fight going on or whatever the hell is happening there?
It's not a fight. He's looking for whoever has the foghorn.
Well, isn't that nice? I got a radio show I'm doing here. Hey, what's up with this thing, man? Would you fix my microphone, please, Robert?
Sorry about that.
Excuse us, folks. We just lost what is essentially a tension band for one of the supports on a microphone, and I've got a microphone sitting here. All right. The mic was had come loose of the frame. All right. I've lost my guest, but I will tell you what I haven't lost is my opinion on this, and my opinion is very strictly whether or not a hospital has administrative problems, Obamacare, which is something that I do support, I don't think you can rely on Obamacare all the way down to the administrative level of a hospital to see to it that patients don't get lost. Now, I want to tell you guys something. There's a great essay that we've posted on our on one of the Facebook pages we have, facebook.com/Phil Henry. It's an essay by a writer who outlines the history of public money for health care. Understand something, folks, that up until 1986, it was perfectly legal in this country to turn away an individual who was ill and did not have health care. It's perfectly legal. Any hospital, any doctor, if they could not pay for the services, you could turn them away. In 1986, a law was passed with the support of President Reagan, with the support of the Republican, of the Republican base in both houses of Congress, and as a matter of fact, was supported by the president by way of a comparison to by way of judging it against Christian values. The president said it wouldn't be Christian of us to turn away people who need health. This is President Reagan. This is a matter of record. This is a matter of law. It's nothing that you can deny, and it's nothing that you can turn your eyes from and say, oh, no, Phil's making that up, blah, blah, blah. None of that. It happened. And President Reagan said that, and the Congress of the United States said, and the American people apparently supported, this law in 1986, which I do not have the name of, and I apologize, but you can find this, because it happens to be a matter of law, federal law, that you cannot turn away someone who is ill, someone who needs medical support. Now, what was not dealt with, in that particular legislative effort was how to pay for it. How do you pay for it? That was not dealt with by the president back then, by President Reagan, by the Republican Congress, or by members of the Democratic Party. It was not dealt with. And so what happened? Insurance companies began to raise rates. Different states here, different places here, taxes, and so on and so forth. There was no concerted way to fund this. All we knew was that we now had a national law, which we've had ever since 1986, that says you cannot turn away people who need health care. Now, one of the things that is most disturbing about the misunderstanding of health care in this country is the idea that it became critical because we have a lot of Mexicans that are in need, a lot of illegal immigrant Mexicans that are in need of medical care. No, this was a problem. This was an emergency. This was a fiscal crisis long before we had any mention of Mexicans. You had a law, folks, that was passed. What do you give me to look for?
You're getting into a big, long speech here, Phil, and David is going to... He's on the line, right?
Yeah, David Hall's on the line. Want to know about a speech.
Oh, look, you know what? Forget it.
Oh, don't be a baby. But you're going to have to find a way to say these things and not bore people to tears.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's true, Mr. Senator. You don't want to bore nobody to tears, and at the same time, got to get rid of the same thing that won't bore somebody to tears.
What?
I understood. Thank you very much, Robert. Thank you for the marvelous support, for that note of support. All right, we're going to take a break here and go into our news, and then we're going to be talking about the motorcycle, the incident with motorcyclists in the New York City area, and a motorist that apparently got him upset, and they set upon this guy, and I don't know. What? We'll be right back. World Famous Phil Henry Show.